Good afternoon, Muskegon.
Good afternoon, Muskegon.
I'm Chauncey Williams.
And I'm Tony Williams.
And this is What Do I Do Now? Your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.
Whoa. Thanksgiving next week.
Man. That's right. That's right.
Time sure flies.
And the only time we know it's Thanksgiving is Muskegon is when the Muskegon Big Reds play football at the Ford Field.
Okay.
That's just the afterglow of Thanksgiving.
For the last 5 years, we have celebrated a game at Ford Field. Of course, we want to win, right?
That's
right. There's no doubt in my mind, coach's mind, player's mind, but all things don't always work out. But you cannot take away the fact that there are 180-some-odd schools that was in the playoffs and didn't make it, and we were there. So kudos, hats off, Big Reds still running to Ford Field. Got a tough game this Saturday against DeWitt, who we played a couple years ago.
That's right.
In the semifinals. And the score was very lopsided. I think we're like 49-0. So I don't see much different than this year.
Man, that's kind of rough.
It's going to be pretty close to the same score.
Now, I'm going to say this. Like, think about that, though. Like, DeWitt is the same team the girls played last year in the regional.
Yeah.
Regional final.
They got a good program.
I mean, the semifinal before they went to the
Yeah, it was DeWitt.
Yeah, they went to quarters.
Mm-hmm.
And they beat DeWitt in a shot Liza hit with the last second. But then I'm just gonna tell the audience is like one of the coaches on that bench was a wife of like somebody that's head of the MHSSA.
I heard about that.
So going in tomorrow's game. Y'all going into another money. I mean, going into this weekend's game. It's another money game. Eastern Rapids last week.
Yes, sir.
So, if they not that good, they can't really do nothing for them.
Well, you can only keep it close for so long, Coach.
I know. Because Tyrese Oaks always said we play 12 quarters.
Okay.
So, you only keep it long for three quarters.
Yeah. So,
you can't hang in after three quarters. They're going to start, Muskegon going to start running through you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You get wore down, man. That defense just wears you down, which they played stellar. I mean, first half, it was 14-10. We gave them short fields on every possession. Had a muffed punt.
Yep.
Then we had a shanked punt that went a negative 10 yards. They get the ball on our 10. But the muffed punt, they didn't score. All right. We held them out. They went for it. And then there was another situation where they got their three to give them 10 points. But that was it. That was it. If, you know, they – if each team played their A game, we would still win by 3 to 4 touchdowns, hands down, man.
Yeah, I believe that. It's not even bragging. That's just
no. It's just a fact.
That's a sad thing. It's not sad for our county either because we like a football county.
Yes, we
got some of the best teams in the state.
Oh yeah, and you know what hurts us is we match up a lot of our other teams earlier, like the Ravenna Montague game. Right, either one of those teams could have went deep into the playoffs, but we matched them up early. Same thing, Catholic, they got an early matchup. But still, we got three teams, and I believe each team will make it to Ford Field.
Now, who's left? Montague, Muskegon,
and Mona.
Okay, and Mona. Yeah, Mona. I think that's it. They're gonna make it.
Yeah, they played this team last year, Wall Lake Western.
Yeah,
the
good thing for Shores. They have to measure up to a team like Muskegon every year.
Okay.
And you got to get credit where it's credit's due because your program is better because, for one, you have a coach that used to coach at Muskegon.
He's a prodigy of the Big Reds program.
System and coaching. And did he play Muskegon too?
No. He played at Shores.
All right.
He was a Shores player.
Okay. So he done benefited from being in Muskegon system.
And absolutely.
He brought it back to his program. And that's kudos.
Okay.
Because I tell people like this, once I leave this county, I'm Muskegon, all Muskegon.
That's it.
I'm from the ski.
We rep ski town.
Period. So it's not, I'm Muskegon Heights or this or that.
No.
I am, but if I see somebody from my community, that's nothing but 100% love for them.
Right. Absolutely. That's how we roll, man.
Yep. So I want Mona Shores to do their thing, just like I want Muskegon to do their thing, because we're not going against each other.
No. And these kids know each other. Right.
Yeah, they friends,
and
they cousins.
They root for each other, man. Yeah. Right, they're relatives, or distant relatives, or family friends, or what have you. I mean, when we play, it's a whole different ball game.
That's right.
It's like having your little brother. I can beat him up, but I don't want nobody else to beat him up. Right.
That's right.
That's how that works. So,
yep. But and national news from Muskegon, the best quarterback with the best quarterback rating in the NFL is giving kudos to the Muskegon Big Reds offensive system because it helped him mature into the quarterback he is.
Is that right?
And what they're doing in the NFL right now.
Okay. Is running this Big Red offense.
Jackson out of Louisville.
Okay.
Nobody want to give a chance. And Baltimore picked him late, right?
Yeah. Yeah. He wasn't one of these highly taunted draft picks that they pick, give them a boatload of money, and they never materialize.
So you know what he said when they drafted? He said, I'm going to make everybody pay. I'm going to win a Super Bowl for Baltimore.
It's looking good.
It's looking good. Because he done beat the Russells. He done beat the Bradys.
Oh, yeah. He done beat the best of the best.
And they almost got perfect ratings against them.
Okay.
So it's like, well, he did get perfect ratings. Got like 94. So he got 94 as a quarterback.
Never happened before.
Yeah.
Two games, he's got perfect passer ratings as a quarterback. So that's amazing, man.
I mean, it's a straight ski town getting a lot of love. He got a wide receiver from Muskegon Heights, and then this is the backstory. Somehow they were in Whitehall somewhere, and Anise was at his house. His son was graduating.
Yeah,
Anise he came down Whitehall. When Jackson was in high school, and they were there. Everybody was there.
Okay.
And one of the coaches from Spring Lake introduced, and they got talking football. I think Shane was there also. Somebody called me and correct me, but I was reading the article today, and they was the one to run the wing T type of offense with Jackson. So at the time, Jackson was running track. He was getting ready to transfer to their school, right?
Okay.
And they was like, well, we can't run that. So the guy that currently coached at Spring Lake at the time, he was like, I know where y'all can go. So they end up. And then now they digging right into that same system again. And this kid is thriving in the NFL. With knowledge from Tony Anise.
Man, the guy's a genius, man. So whether you like him or not,
so I'll ask this question.
The man know football.
Well, how is he still coaching Division II and he got people from the NFL that's like about to be the MVP?
Yeah. Yeah, we're waiting to see this guy not be successful, right?
Yeah.
He has been successful at every level. And if there's an AD that's got, you know, 1 ounce of intestinal fortitude and says, you know what, we're going to make a change, we're going to bring in a different culture, and the guy that's going to do it for me is Tony Anise, and give him a shot. He can't coach forever, but I thought Central would get him, but they didn't. They went with McElwain. But there's other schools out there that need, and I believe he can coach on any level.
Man, when I seen
Power
news.
Five, he could coach at any level, man.
If I'm an athletic director at a college right now and my job's on the line or my situation's on the line, I'm bringing him in. And for Michigan State, for the stuff we've been through with the Nassar, the stuff we've been through with our football team, with the stuff internally, how we playing musical chairs with our offensive coordinator, if I'm D'Antoni, I'm about to swallow my humility. I mean, I'm about to swallow my pride, and I'm getting on the phone, and I say, hey, man, come on, drive down in about 45 minutes. It's a 45-minute drive, brother. Come on. Come talk to me. let me see what you got, what you're working with.
Right. Give me your vision, all right? Let me know the cornerstone of what you're working with.
I done came here, done plucked players from you.
Yes.
Rose Bowl winners. I done plucked quarterbacks. I done grabbed some guys from you. I done seen the school, and they still one of the best programs in the state again.
Yeah.
And they running a system that you have helped build, and you successful at Ferris. You won another conference championship, right?
Yeah.
Won in the playoffs, right?
Yep.
So the stars are lining up.
Yes,
I'm rooting for
man.
At least to be with the Spartans. I'm rooting for to see him in green and white because he done sent players there. He done did it all. And yeah. I just want to see this community be put on the forefront.
I can tell you this. They've made worse choices in the past. Okay?
I don't think this is
a huge gamble, man.
No, it's not.
You know, and he and I did a show last night, the Power Hour, talked about his philosophy about football. Okay? And it was so indirect. To football. It was about being a part of the community, caring for your players, because I know his predecessor never did the things that he did with our players, like take them overnight to a camp. Didn't happen. Didn't trust them.
Yeah.
You know, and Tony's point was, a lot of times people say, well, I want to try to save one or two. His philosophy, I'm going to save them all.
I'm going to show everybody an opportunity.
Yeah.
So just in case you make
to
a bad
to a fault, probably. Yep. He did this to a fault.
Yeah, I know a couple players that he did it to a fault, and they some of them would still went the wrong way.
Yep.
But they had some amazing high school and flash of college. Like, they could have been some of the greatest ever.
Yes, sir.
But you can't take that away from him. You can't say nothing bad about him. If they made the mistakes, they did.
Right.
But he didn't.
Nope. He tried to correct them.
That's right.
Give him a second chance in life. But, again, man, I'm going to, you know, get off that soapbox. But yeah. The guy deserves every accolade that he's ever received. He's earned it because he's a disciple, right? He's a disciple of football.
Yeah, I just like just doing when I see people from my community, I just want to spread the love. So that's how I extended it like that, Tony, because a lot of times we don't get no credit.
No.
We get none.
No, we get all the negative publicity that comes up. Right, wrong, or indifferent, it is that. But you and I know, because we're in the inner circle, about what happens in these programs with these coaches and
academics, all that.
Yeah, yeah. The general public don't see it. So, I mean, even the present coach that we have, record speaks for itself. And I know for a fact the guy honestly cares.
He think football his players, a calendar. He think football is a holiday on the calendar.
Oh yeah,
that's what Shane Fairfield thinks.
Every day, man. So we've just been blessed.
That's right.
Know, and it's not about an ethnicity issue.
Nope,
it's
not black and white. That. If you break it black and white, you a
it's
fool.
It's about
for that.
Caring for the people that you have been entrusted to mentor, to develop, and it's not just superficial.
I'm gonna say this.
Real.
And we're like you said, we're gonna get off this soapbox of Muskegon. I'm gonna say this. When you got an answer in your final call of the day, and when you're in front of God, your maker, and you got to say, why you didn't help them? Because they was a different color than me.
All righty.
All crayons, color. Broken, extended, sharpened. All crayons serve their purpose. So if you're going to judge people, and you can use a crayon, I mean, just think about the mindset you have. But like we said, we're going to leave it right there. That's our sports.
Keep it moving. Keep it moving. Yes, sir.
You know? So Michigan State, we took a lumping. We got our head beat in. So
yeah,
I'm about to go. I got my little Michigan State dresser drawer for one with all my gear in it, my shoes, and I ain't wore nothing.
Who they
nowhere.
Got this week, man? Who can they go beat up this week?
I think we got Rutgers, Maryland. Man. Maryland, we got Maryland.
Okay,
yeah, Maryland. Maryland can beat us
better.
Though.
Maryland's a little better.
They surprised us last year when we was in Maryland.
Okay, so you got to have a feel good game, man. Season's coming to an end. You got to end the season.
Senior night.
Senior
day,
man.
Come on. That's
it, man.
You
got to win, man.
You got to win. That's all we got left is seniors. Everybody else, all the underclassmen left. They went to the draft pool. Not draft pool, but the transfer. Yeah, they out of here.
Transfer portal, man.
They're gone. So.
Yeah, we're going to have to explain that to the audience one day so they'll know what that means.
Yeah, they out of here. Like, they in limbo. Like, somebody come get me up out of this place.
Yep.
My scholarship bill still being honored, but I'm ready to get out of here.
Yeah, well, you know, Florida State, who everybody knows is a great football powerhouse, fired their coach. And they fired him and said, here's $18 million, go away. It's like, okay, you can fire me and give me $18 million, I'll go away.
Yeah, I'll go away for a long time. Wow, $18 million?
$18 million. So but you know what? It didn't come out of the university's budget. These boosters basically raised the money for the payout, all right? The contract that he had was with the university, and they were on the hook for that cash. But some boosters got together, came up with the cash, and said, okay, we'll go ahead and let him go, and then the university does not have to use their own money to pay for it. We're going to pay for it. That's a lot of money, man.
To tell somebody you're not wanting no more. What happened just calling them saying, hey, brother, this is a 2-week notice.
Man,
he got some severance pay for a year.
That's called having a good agent.
Man, that's like friend of a friend.
Good agent.
Yes, sir.
Make sure, if they get rid of you, they got to pay.
Yeah. Hey, I'm just going. It's going to be basketball season too now.
Ooh,
yeah, it's coming.
Girls
starting in November. Boys starting this first week of December, I think.
Is that it? I had a schedule. Is where Rockford is at, Redmond Potter, December 13th for the boys.
Okay, so they got pushed a week. Muskegon always play late because they got football.
Right. So, like, you know, they
those guys know it's going to be late.
They played on the 13th, and then there's 2 weeks. They don't have a game. They don't play again until the 27th.
That's how it go. Because they so far pushed, they got to get his guys back. You got, like, probably, like, 7 football players.
Right.
You can't help that your culture is a football school, but you got a great basketball program.
Right.
So you can't help that. So that's good that the MHA, SSA understand that for no kids don't get hurt.
Yep. And those guys work well together, Keith and Shane, as far as making sure that they share the time with these kids.
Yep.
And
so the girls will be playing, so there'll be some good games still going on.
Yeah, that's going to be intriguing to find out. We got a new coach.
Yep.
See how her system is working, how the kids adapt to it.
Former alumni, college player, great. She's an employee of the district, Paris. She's going to do a good job.
So I'm looking forward to that, man. Yep. So definitely going to support her. And, she'll probably, take some lumps along the way. But that's okay.
It's all about the learning process. There's no such thing. When you coach, there's no such thing as failure.
Right.
There's no such thing as failure.
Nope. You either win or you learn.
Yep. Okay. That's it.
Pick which one you want.
The glass is never half empty. It's half full. Tell me where to post some more at. That's what I looked at.
Right.
So, and you want everybody to be successful in whatever they're doing and as they're growing and learning. I think that's sports.
Yep, we're good.
Yeah, we're good. We're going to leave it at that. We're still on an open enrollment. It's almost till that time where that window about to close. I think we had like a week.
Yeah, because of the new administration shortened that period.
That's right.
Of enrollment. So it's not as long as it used to be.
But it happens almost like twice a year, I think. Like you got.
Well, no. It's only once a year. The only time you get to do it if there's some kind of extenuating circumstance life.
Yeah, that's the only way. That was the other way they created it.
That's it. Right. Yeah. You lose a job, you have a child, you get married, retire, whatever. But it has to be those kind of events that will allow you to be able to opt into the enrollment program. But it's December, like mid-December, and it's over.
Yep, that's it. So, man, that's a tough call. So, thinking about health and how to lower your health care costs. I went to the doctor the other day. Some people know me. I was in an accident probably about a year and a half ago, and I had some head stuff happening. I was like, well, I got to go see the doctor, right? So, I go in. I said, well, it's probably going to take a long process. I know I got to do some things. So, I get in there, and he said, oh, Chauncey, he doing his examination of me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, yeah, come to the other room. I'm like, come to the other room? I'm thinking like, oh, we're going to make another appointment, right?
Right.
So you can do your job, whatever. He's like, oh, okay, here you go. And we completed the whole procedure, and I was able to go to work. I say, hold on, this don't happen to me.
Right.
But then I thought about my insurance.
Mm-hmm. You must have some good insurance, brother.
It's different when you got health care. Audience, I'm going to say it again. Health care is more important than the vehicle you drive and possibly the house you live in.
Yeah, because if you don't have it and you have some kind of a major illness or disease, it could actually bankrupt you.
Man.
If you have some kind of an extensive surgery, you'd be looking at $500,000 hospital bill, man.
So today we're talking about how to save save money. So we got this family, right? And it says... Andy, he works in corporate event sales, who lives in a suburb of Detroit. So we hitting home right here, right?
Okay.
And he lives with his wife, Nicole, and their two children, right? And this comes out of the Kiplingers, right? This is an editorial where it's just talking about how to cut expenses. And it says, Zoe and Calvin switching to a high deductible plan has saved the family $200 to $300 a month in premiums and allowed them to save about $10,000 in their HSA for future medical expenses.
All right. Okay. That's big. That's money, man.
Yep. So that's big. And everybody like, what is that? An SHA? What is that? That's a health savings account that you can have. They got the flex kind where you could put money in it, or the HSA kind. But then if you don't use that money towards any medical expenses, I've heard that you can invest it.
Sure you can.
So
sure you can
for that year.
Yeah. So you don't have to count it as income. Because you transfer it over into an IRA.
And that's tax-free dollars going there, right?
Absolutely.
So that's $10,000. If you're in good health and nothing has happened to you.
Right.
That 10 G's, that's good as gold for his family, for the future, for college fund or something like that.
And he still has it available if he needed it. So it's not like, it goes away when you put it into that IRA. It is still available if needed.
So the next it says, to understand your coverage. Most plans are still required to provide several kinds of preventive care without any cost sharing, regardless of your deductible. However, a short-term health plans, which typically come with lower premiums than Affordable Care Act policies, aren't required to provide mandated benefits.
Nope, they're not.
All right, such as no-cost preventive care. Depending on your age, this might apply to blood pressure, diabetes, and cholesterol tests, mammograms, the colonics, when they go in and clean you out. Check you out.
Colonoscopy.
Yeah, check out your insides, flu shots, and routine vaccines, right?
Yeah.
So a lot of times that stuff is not included, right?
No, it's not.
So such programs may reduce your out-of-pocket expenses or weigh your deductible for that visit or procedure. So this might be once or one-time chance or, you know, but it's not going to happen readily with everything.
Well, no, it's not something you do every year, especially the colonoscopy. And, you know, black males especially should always definitely, there's a 5-year period in which you need to do that for colon cancer.
Yeah.
So,
I know a question I wanted to ask you. Like, so I guess 62, you reach full retirement, right?
Not far as Social Security is concerned.
Okay. I mean,
you can still get benefits. They're reduced benefits at 62. But full benefits from the Social Security now at 66.
Okay, so that's what I was going to ask. So somebody tell you they're going to retire, they done saved up their money, especially like a teacher like myself. So 30 years for me, I've been teaching for 20 years. I'm 40.
Okay.
So I could 30 years full. I had enough money at 52 to leave if I wanted to.
If you wanted to.
That's 15 years ahead of time if I wanted to.
Right.
But then what about my health insurance, Tony?
Well, it depends on what, when you leave the district, it depends on what the contract is. Now, if there's a certain age in which you retire from the school system and they continue to provide you with health insurance, I don't know. But normally there's a minimum. So say, for instance, if you have an IRA.
Yes, sir.
You got to be 59 and a half.
To draw from it.
To start taking benefits from it. And I would assume that somewhere in that area, age range, in order to maintain your benefits from health insurance, you probably got to be a certain age. Not sure, but that is a very key component to whether or not you should retire. And even though you do retire, you leave the school system, doesn't mean you have to start taking a distribution from a retirement plan. You can actually start a second career. You can do other things. But the one thing that you got to remember is, what am I covered under this previous health plan? Because if it doesn't follow you, that could be an additional $1,000 to $2,000 a month.
That's right.
Expense under the Affordable Care Act, depending on what your level of income is. Because there's certain, you can't qualify if you earn, if it's 75 grand a year.
That's right. 75. That's the number.
You don't get to qualify for the Affordable Care Act. You have to basically go on the open market and pay what that is. You get no subsidy is what that amounts to.
So then think about it. So if somebody making like $70,000, they go to half of that income, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they pick up another job where they making $50,000, they done.
Yeah. You pay for your own. You don't qualify for subsidy. And that's all the Affordable Care Act is.
That's like it's hurt a for subsidy. Somebody. They're like, you done here. We want to pick you up, pay you $80,000 or whatever because you'll be a great consultant for us.
Right. So if you're a consultant, that means you don't get the benefits of being an employee of that company.
So you got to pay your own insurance.
At that point, you pay your own insurance.
Because the ACA don't cover that because it's like your income too high.
Your income is too high.
So they done trapped the double dippers.
Yep.
So I call them double dippers. Like, okay, you retire and you come back into the system and you take on a job, which your experience is needed.
Yes, it is.
To probably mentor somebody, teach someone else your job or your career pathway. A job shadow or something and say, this is how you do this job. I'm going to be on here for the next 3 years to make sure this team is doing it right.
Mm-hmm.
But then because they can't cover your health insurance, you can't do it.
No, you got to look at it. I mean, say for instance, it's $2,000, which trust me, that's not outrageous. $2,000 is not outrageous. So 12 months, that's $24,000, right? That you've paid out in just premium. That's not counting, because most of them, you still got to pay for your doctor visits. There's probably a copay on your prescriptions. And then, you still have a high deductible if you have to go to the hospital. So there could be a huge amount of money that you give up if you leave a company that provides you with health insurance and you retire and there's no health insurance benefits. So wherever you're going, you got to make sure that you can cover that additional cost.
That gets into the next part. It says pick the right provider. Before you schedule a doctor's visit or a medical procedure, use the tools on your insurance website and ask the provider to confirm they're included in your plan's network. So it's like you almost like you go in the shop like for groceries or something. Like, okay, I got to go get this done. Let me call my man and see what this going to cost.
Right.
This going to cost, if I go in network, it's going to cost this. If I go out of network, it costs this. If I pull straight cash out of my pocket, it's going to cost this. Yep. So you got to look at it like in all three angles.
Yes, sir.
To save money.
That's right. And then you got to make sure that some of the coverages aren't, there's no waiting period. Okay. Sometimes if you sign up for coverage, and it might be a 6-month waiting period for certain types of coverage that you got for ailments. All right, so you got to make sure that you're aware of that, too, when you pick the plan.
So it says if you're unlikely to hit your plan's deductible for the year, you're going to a doctor who is out of your network. Mm-hmm. See if you can get a discount for paying cash.
That's up to the doctor.
It depends on the doctor. You're like, hey, how much you got?
Right. And you know when that comes into play.
Yes, sir.
When you get a doctor, he gives you a diagnosis, yep. And you say, well, no, I want a second opinion. So the second opinion guy is not in the network, all right? But you want a second opinion.
He willing to help you out for the cash.
So you got to negotiate with him because your insurance company probably won't pay for it or they're only going to pay a small amount of it. So therefore, like you say, you got to sit down and negotiate with the doctor as far as that amount of money he's going to expect from you for this second opinion. Right. But is it worth it? Heck yeah, it's worth it. You can get misdiagnosed. Be treated for something that not even wrong with you. So, yeah, it's worth it.
Wow. It says, so then going on, it says, before scheduling a test or medical procedure, ask your doctor how much it would cost and where he or she will perform it. Mm-hmm. If the total charge is higher than their fair price, ask about the less expensive alternative facilities that will provide the same quality of care. The surgical fee will be the same, but the facilities charge can vary by thousands of dollars. So where they cut you at,
that's right,
can cost you.
That's
cut me in my basement then. Come in my basement and cut me. You know?
Right. Can we save some money by coming to my house?
I mean, Dr. Kevorkian, you know, I don't even make that name up. But when you think about that, like, hey, I don't got to come to Dr. Kevorkian. You come to my house. Come on.
Right.
It's cheaper, ain't it?
Yeah.
Come on.
It's going to be cheaper. And, you know, the example is, if you're going to have a procedure done here in Muskegon, versus going to Spectrum going to the University of Michigan.
Oh, that's going
to
cost.
Okay, they're definitely fees different. Yeah, the fee structures are definitely different. But if you got the best of the best with the insurance coverage, it doesn't matter. Okay?
It don't matter. You're like, I'm taking care of whatever y'all
I got the Cadillac of insurance. But if you don't, you bought what you could afford, then you have to do that due diligence because there could be some hidden costs that, you know, you'll be stuck with.
Because they'll cut you. And they'll be like, hey, we cut you. Now we about to cut into your finances.
That's right. Yeah. Man. The health insurers have changed so dramatically in the last 20 years. It's just incredible that, you know, you as an individual no longer, you know, can feel comfortable with the coverage you have going to just about anywhere because it is so complicated when it comes to the coding and how they've set up their pay fee, their fee schedules, and all that stuff, man. So the article is right on.
Yeah, well, listen to this. Say where you go for lab work matters too. So I usually go to Mercy Healthy Hack Partners. They have a spot, like if I need a physical, I need blood drawn or whatever, right?
Right.
So I said, check to see if your health plan has a preferred lab
with
lower costs, right? Most doctors work with multiple lab companies, but you need to request that your blood or other test materials be sent to your insurer's preferred lab. Research in advance the nearby hospitals and urgent care centers that are in your plan's network. Check to see whether there are any special requirements for emergency care. For minor cuts, burns, sprains, flu symptoms, minor infections, you'll probably save by avoiding the emergency room and going to an urgent care facility or a convenience care clinic.
Okay. When we were growing up,
yes, sir,
there were no urgent care centers, right?
I'll tell you what it was. It was if you had to be way past Robitussin.
Okay. It was either the ER, right? or make a doctor's appointment.
Yeah, put some ice on it. But okay. Take some Robitussin and lay down.
Right. You'll be better in the morning.
You tough boy. Put that kidney back in there. You can make it.
Yeah. He said you can live with one. You don't need two.
Yeah. We had to tough it out, man. Wasn't no urgent care. You're right.
No, it wasn't urgent care, man. Yeah. And what happened was the cost for the emergency rooms got so ridiculous.
We had no insurance.
And there were so many people that were going to the emergency room. That first of all, they may not have insurance, and technically, was it really a emergency?
You're right.
So these medical centers start popping up. Insurance carriers start saying, okay, if you go to the hospital in the ER and it's determined that it's not an emergency, you're going to get stuck with a $250 bill for going to the emergency room. Versus if you go to the emergent care center, then it's like $25 copay. So they deter you from going to the emergency room unless it is an emergency by sticking you with the bill or a percentage of the bill.
Yeah, it's a large percentage too.
Yeah, yeah. Minimum is like $250.
You don't go to the right place.
Yeah.
And so I went somewhere, but a couple of years I had something like a stomach ache or something. And I was like, I ate or had something. I had a throat infection, right? And I went to some spot that was out of network. And I was like, $250.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They got me.
Yeah.
Because I didn't do my homework, but I had one of those high deductibles.
Okay.
And I used my HHS card to pay for it. I was like, oh, so let me get this card out.
Yeah, the money.
I've been putting this $100 in every pay period. Here you go. I got it. Right?
Right.
I didn't like doing that. So what I did, I was like, look, let me change my insurance. I got it during the open enrollment audience. I was like, look, take it out of my check now. And I told my wife, you better go to the doctor every time you need to go.
Go to the doctor.
Get your physicals.
That's
get
it.
Get checkups. Get checked on your teeth. Like whatever, your skin. Whatever you want to get done, go.
Right.
You got a Mercedes Benz of insurance. I'm paying a car note for you to have some insurance.
Yep.
Go
every
to the doctor.
Twice a year. Get a physical twice a year. Do the blood work, especially for African American males. Get the prostate test and definitely the colonoscopy, which is every 5 years. But because, normally when they catch it, it's too late. But if you do that periodically, do the blood work and all that stuff, man, nobody lives forever. But your quality of life can be a whole lot better for a longer period of time.
That's right. I just want to end with today's scripture. It says Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5. It says, every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. I was listening to this song. Your son always talk about these Christian rappers. Bizzle. I like Eshawn Burgundy. And Eshawn Burgundy quoted this scripture. And he said, if you had a choice to be rich or to be in poverty, you shouldn't even want to be in either one. He said, because being in poverty, you might take the chance of doing something that endangers your life. And being rich, you might forget that God is your savior.
Okay.
So he said, put yourself in a place where you just trust God. And he said, put your trust in him and make sure you serve your purpose every day. Because if you're able to solve 500 problems, it's better than having $5 million.
Very well said. Very well said.
So I'm Chauncey Williams.
And I'm Tony Williams.
What do I do now? 103.7 The Beat, your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success.